Beginnen können darf, es hat uns gegeben, darf ich Ches, beginnen mit Beis, beginnen mit Tismas, beginnen mit der Gemara, Cheshin Shem Epeis. And that is regarding the teaching of Rabbi Shimon, that he says it doesn't have to be this, could be credited the day and signed in the night time. Shlokesh says, but we cannot add this or not, because we're concerned that it's going to be peace. Drash explains, I mean, they might make up in the meantime, and it's going to be a get yosh. So he's being like, don't ask, wait a second, because when there's a gap of time, we're concerned that maybe they made up, and then they were intimate, and then it's a get yosh. What do you say, begin the boom and then say, we're running a get that comes from overseas, and mashal get l'ishtoi, and when you give it to a third party, there's also a gap of time. Why are we not concerned that maybe they made up in the weekend yashin? So it says, no, the hachu hu defashin defei. In our case, we're more concerned, l'fishad en le'nechtem, because it wasn't signed yet. So maybe they're going to make up. And also, v'chim etzvayis, and if they would make up, nami like a color, the word wouldn't necessarily get out. So we have to be concerned maybe this happened. When he says to send 10 people to sign, and two of them signed on that same day, the Bessama, which is a case that the Gemara discusses shortly. Rogulus, bias. It makes sense that it would be habituated to make up. It's not a done deal yet, not even signed yet. And the Chimifai is not like a call, and even if they're going to make up, the word doesn't get out. Regarding these cases, when all the witnesses already signed on the get, the Muslim is ready to give. Rogulus, bias, it's already done deal. It's not the norm to make up in such a situation. And actually, if they would go and make up, we would know, so where'd we get out? We would want to be concerned that there was such a thing, and we're not aware of it. That's the answer. But what's difficult is the parakal I get, the Gemara later on, the Chof Tesla basically, who does all the get to the base? When someone sends a get to his wife, says to the Shliach, don't give it to her until 30 days have passed. Parakal, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? If 30 days of B'nei Hashem and Pais, maybe they made up. And so you see that even when it's signed, it's written and signed, we're still concerned for Pais. Regarding the case, he says, if I'm not back within 12 months, then it's going to be a gap. There also, how do you understand that halacha, why concerned for Pius if it's already done deal? Rashi says that, yeah, there's a difference. The Bashalach gave him the Nseyam when it's sent from overseas, likely make Hashem a pious. You don't have to be concerned that maybe they made up because they made Mama Baal. Because the husband's going to say, Hashlich Kadmani. Shlich got there before me. Kvargiya Giliyada. And we get ready. Got to have a look. Enough from his fake. It's not going to come out of doubt. So that answers that question. So we don't have to consider maybe that he came and they meet up and whatever. I'm not sure. Get the kasha. But from the case of when it's the third party, that is difficult. And also, even the contributor over here, where he says that the question would also be difficult according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he says that there were nachreishes, why not? Why don't we say, as we see in these cases, that we are concerned Shem HaPais? So, it seems to Rabbi Yochanan that b'mashlish, by the case of the third party, which Shuhu Imavir, which he holds that he's in the city, b'in Haluch Masham, and he didn't leave. So, what's this that he's giving the third party? He's saying that you should delay. So that's Mistama Machmas Katat Mekash. So if you're putting on delay, not because of the way, it's probably because of the fight. And Mashkevei is Mom Benesin Saget, and this that he's saying a time, not before a certain amount of time, that must be, to give the get, that must be Litzur Kamachash. So that's, he just wants to make it difficult for her to stretch it out, loyalist pious, and therefore we have no reason to be concerned for peace. So therefore that's why we're not concerned in that case. Abahanath Lakaman, but regarding that later on, Charlotte Macham, where he actually left town, but in that Slavir, where he's not there in town, Mistama Latevos Neskam. Probably his intention was for the good. And the kaveh man, and he sets a certain time. So that's what chashin because to be able to maybe it's going to come in the meantime and they'll make up. Chispais not like a kala, and if they make up the word's not out because kinnishin megash v'shulkatzi it's not the person who will cause any fight. And if Ibrahim Bichanon would agree over there in that case that we would be concerned for peace. It depends about what the circumstances. Is if we have to be concerned for peace or not, to resolve that, sometimes we see that we would be concerned, and sometimes that we would not be. Next day is not to begin with the Gemara, Shem HaPais. As we said in the previous Divine Masa, we're concerned that maybe they're going to make up. Now, Pesach B'Kun Rashi explains, as we mentioned, that Shem HaSachrima, what's the Shem HaPais? What's this concern if it's going to be a gap of 10 days? Oh, maybe they were secluded for that period of time. Now, the get is going to be an old get because they were intimate, and maybe that it was Bola, and then you run into the problems. Of a child being born from that, and they can think it's after the Gerishin. But that doesn't seem to be correct to according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because the Basay Pegmish, obviously, later on, the Ein Bavim Beis Kamadigmar tells the Leget Yashin Enchayshin, for whatever the case is, talking about, they were not getting some get Yosh, and Shilin Nisachrima, because he wasn't secluded with himself. Okay. Parcha Ligma asks, Balech Hashem Epayis, maybe let's because maybe they make up. Wait a second. It says Taisus Mashmur Jamilin. It sounds like Pius is different than the Halacha of Get Yashin, which is the first question the Gemara asked. But moreover, so this another question is Delamale Lemifrach. Why does the Gemara ask Shem Epayis? Maybe it's going to be Pius and Shem Get Yashin. Where's the Gemara asked? This Hasam over there, the Koyahi, on the case of the Harizah Gitach, where he tells that this is your Get Kozman Sheever Mekenegit Panayach Shloshim Yeren. If I pass by you within the next 30 days, or there's a aim on the case of if loy bossi mekanad yud bischer, I don't come within 12 months. Well, what does that do with pius? The way Rashi is explaining the pius is about the get yoshin part, but kiven the imba beloy shem yichud. What I mean, even just coming, that's what those cases are talking about. Even beloy shem yichud, without yichud, but I get that should nullify the get. Where does pius come in? If that's what pius means. So Tommy says, no, the Shem Epayis Tahacha. Rather, when it says about Asogi Shem Epayis, and British Pek will get later on the Chof Tesson Beis, right, so what it means to say is something different than what Rashi's saying. Shem Epayis, Ubitil, the Omar Getchen Asati Batluf. Tom, Pius doesn't mean being intimate. It means maybe he was appeased and he changed his mind, he was nullified. And he said, Getchen Asati Batluf, that's Batluf. Mayer Hacha, and here's Tomagash Omalahem Lachtoim. Where he tells him to sign the Mekana Adasar HaYomim within 10 days, or he'll alter immediately. They only signed it within 10 days. Now, during the time they signed it, the husband wasn't there. Oh, that's what he said. Maybe he was appeased. And maybe he just decided, you know what, I don't want to get divorced, and he nullified their agency. Maybe they signed without his intent. But if he told them after 10 days to actually go ahead and sign, you're right. Then kasher would be kasher, because that's still a beetle I get paid him. Even if he had nullified it previously, we still were like Nachum number Yisrael, like it says in the Gemara later on the Plum Beis and Beis, the Chizm Kashbari. Even if you're about to get, you could go ahead and then reactivate it and go in divorce with that. So it would be. It's just, he would tell me, we don't know. So Shem HaPais, maybe he changes his mind. His mind would be Miyachad, right? Now, Mi HaWeba, Ahid Im Libasi. Case that we just referenced before. In the Ritz of Lema, it clarifies. It says it doesn't mean to say that Shem Epayis, that what does the Gemara mean when maybe he was in Epayis Ubot Las Get Vediber, that he nullified the get with his words, because the Kibbin Amam Ma'achshav Leibasi, since he said it from now if I don't come, and Leibba didn't come, so I'll get Ma'achshav. It is a get from right now. Avagav the Balachik, even if it's been Mavadlet. So what does it mean? El Nispayis, what the Gemara means to say, rather he was Nispayis Uva Kamar. That's what it means. And he came. Oh, he came. So therefore the get's gonna be butler. So Pius basically asking a question, says if Inamas got Pius, so why mention the Pius? So the whole it's not about the Pius, it's that he came. No. The Mashum Shalagation is Pius. It's because he was in his Pius, therefore he came. So maybe it should be butler. So I think my answer doesn't make a difference, because Baimir it's Topman where Nemenis Olai Loimish Lebasi, he says that she's believed on me to say that I didn't come. Which actually, interestingly, comes out, Shafila Bossi, even if I came, im he toimal. But if she says, so Bossi, I didn't get, yeah, get, that's going to be a get. That's why it's going to be a get. Now, but Pesha Kunj is Kasha. Now, according to Rashi, interpretation is difficult. What's his difficulty? Because the Maim Meshadi, what's more answering and saying, oh, Davgav Dom and Amen Nisalai, Loima, that even though she's believed on me to say, Shle Bossi, that's law, that I didn't come to her. What does that have to do with her being believed? Anand cheshinan. We're concerned. Beloy mehem ninan law, and therefore we can't just like believe her. What does that have to do? It's klapish maigali. It's the etzim. Was it get yoshin? Now, since they say, well, with me, you gamma pesha ben tam kasha. Truth is, even Rabbein Tam's interpretation, there's a difficulty. And that's on ahi. On that case, the chosman she'eva mekeneged panayach lamed yoyim. Said regarding that if he says that, oh, if I don't come within 30 days, then it's going to be a get. Mishan the Gemara answers, we're not concerned, because Ba'imin Amen is a lie. He says, she believed him, he limited to say, Shalei Basi, that it didn't come. Says, Taisis, Mekamokam Nefesh, we still have to be concerned, should have been less a get, maybe nullified the get. Because the Kinu Lo'am Ma'achshav, in this case, he didn't say from now. Ben Eget Chal, Achi, Abim Ekeneket, Penag Labayam, only if he was away for those, until he comes by her face within 30 days. Ben Metech Kach, Batlu, and if within those 30 days he was my batlu, I'll have a get. It wouldn't be a get. So why? How does it help the har nemanis? The near the read appears to the read the lichashina l'shem apayis. You're right, we're not really concerned for Shem Pais, because if it would be, yeah, according to Ben Tam Yerutzev, because maybe it's Mevatle, but because not Me'akshav, it's Me'akshav, so it's like I said before, so there's no piece that helps. But here, it's not really we're concerned for Shem Pais. So the Chashin Mishum Laz Ba'amu, actually, we were just concerned for him making that rumor. She'itz about Laz, Shabbat Laz, he's going to say, oh, that he was, even though he didn't. Now the Gemara is answering very well, but I'm in the Menes V'chulu. He says that she's believed, meaning the Kimin Shemin Olav, once he said that she's believed in contradiction to him, Shulo Yetilas. He's not going to spread the rumors anymore, because the Ksiva Lemez would be embarrassing for him. So because it's all based on Las. The Hashem Shem Mishab becomes the Pesach Kodesh. So he says, oh, now actually it's a good answer also for Rashi's Pesach. And because it's not the Etzim that we're concerned for Get Yashin, it's just that he's going to rumor that. Actually, sounds like that from Rashi's own interpretation. It's only a rumor. Because he mentioned the words of the question, it's the contesting of the husband, but it's not the etzim, and therefore that's why we're not concerned for Rashi also. Next says, Master Begin of the Gemara, that Ve'inach Mikana Desarayam. And the rest, they signed within 10 days, which basically clarifies, it says, must be Tum B'mai Mikulam, but even though the rest did it later days, it must have been all of them were present, even though others had done sign on different days, but they all have to be there when all are signed, because they're in Perikama on Daf Yod Amabez, they don't get in Chesim Zel Blazer, they can't sign not in front of the other. So even though they're doing it on different days, everyone is there every time someone signs. Next, says, Mat Begin Zimori Inami, or you could also say, Kagan Shadim Zerah Menkoro Apostle. The Nafkamina between them, if you say it's because of Edus or because of a Tanai, would be if one of them is a relative or someone who's possible. Which Tosfos says, I've got them in the living room, says, what do you mean? We ask people who happen to have witnessed a crime, who are relatives, which would invalidate if they're part of the testimony, we ask them, did you come just to see or Lasudi Asisu? Did you come there to testify, which would then invalidate the rest of the witnesses? Tosfos is asking a question, so why don't you say something over here? Because it's important to know if this person is coming in the context of Eidusana. Here they didn't ask because the Pshita, the Chasmal Dazabam. It's obvious that they're signing with the intent of the Bailam, and that would be the criterion, like we said, if it's whatever the intent of his is, like the Gemara is discussing that. But we don't ask them for what they were coming for. The next test not to begin with the Gemara, the Amrila apostle, the Asal Khufa became Shtaraz the Alma. Which is machlekes in the Gemara, that some say that, oh, okay, so then it's going to be possible. We carve a possible, even though you don't need all 10 for Eidim. But if it's going to be the first ones, it's going to be possible because also klubi b'kim shtaras d'alma. It's going to get confused with other shtaras, which you can't use carve a possible, and therefore it's going to be invalid. This is Vim Tim beginning to say, Marsh Nameget Makusha. Why is Divin Nameget Makusha? Which is where you have the folds. Has certain folds inside the get, and you have Eidim on the outside. Dom l'kamam sebezari, the Gemara says later on, the pebeiz menalb. Ibayim, if you want to, chasim karv, you can have a relative sign, be metchila, be me'emtza, be me'sef. Well, I thought betchila, you can't, because it's going to get confused with kim shtar ze'alma. There's something that's what you can say, is the shani get mekusha. Now, get mekusha is different. Why? The Eidav shleisha, because there's three witnesses, v'shnai me'makshedim, two of them are what validate for the purposes of testimony, but since it's different than usual, it's not going to come to be confused with Kim Shtar's Dalma. But over here, we only need two because of Eders. They're going to say that the Shnayim are they're the ones for the purpose of Eders. It's going to be confused in contrast to Get Makusha, which is three, and you don't need all three, and you have two, and therefore, we're going to say, oh, that was just for the get Mekusha part. Of a question, what's difficult is the Amach Chizkiah. Chizkiah says, Melo b'kreiv Mekusha. If you fill up the empty space with relatives, it's going to be Kasha. Mashim had you peg Mekusha later on the P'zainam base, the Mitzvah Chizkiah, where does the halacha apply? When you fill up the two lines, Shehichah bin Aksav, which was distance from the writing, between the writing and the witnesses, you have to fill it up. So even filling up with relatives is going to be kasha. Why? They're going to be the first two witnesses. I thought Av Gemara Divrei Maskil says it's going to be confusing Kim Shtar's Dalma. So Rav Ben Tam, he says, Kim the Ida get in Chesim Zer Blazer, since the witnesses specifically the get, they don't sign one not in front of the other. Savri, they would think Shed Hashem may make ages. That, okay, everyone's there, so must be that the first ones were the primary testimony. Lefi Shechas Marusha Mufnei Kol Eidim. Because the first one signed for the everyone else, so they must have been the primary ones. But also, when they were charged by other documents, when they see the relatives sign first, they're not going to think, oh, because relatives could sign. No, they're going to say, the ones that they found first, signed first. Maybe even subsequently they were signed just as fillers, because they don't do it all in front of each other. If you do it all in front of each other, it would sound like those would be the primary. So therefore, that's why there it's, you're not going to have the problem of that aslachlus with kimshtar zama. Now, Vamirin Tam, he says, the afilamam the apostle hacham. Even the one who says over here, which a different mask of places, this machleik's nagamar, that says it is invalid if the first ones are karev apostle, but they only have it problematic if it's from the first witnesses, first two. Of the emtsa, the studies, but if they're in the middle or the end, kosher, it's going to be kosher if it's a karev apostle. Why? Because the kimel will have beschala betchila, since it's not from the first ones. Lo yislachlus, it's not going to come to be confused. Because it's only the first ones. You look at it, you say, oh, those are probably the primaries. The rest are just, you know, solus. I bought the time to taste after this. We're learning to taste after my celebration prayer. Get Pasha the Gmar brings a bombastic Kasamach Bezma Bez. Her lawyer, Abor, Vachamisha Eden, Chazamash. Let's get four or five witnesses signed on the document. Benim, so comes up Shneimer Hashem Kerem Psulim. That the first two were relatives or invalid ones. So, Tiskam Ha'edis Beshar. So, the Bryce says, okay, validate the testimony with the rest of the witnesses. Kacha Gersa B'Tesefta, that's the Gersa B'Tesefta. So, you see that even if it's the first ones, it's going to be kosher. But we just said that the first ones in our sugya is where it's possible. So, Tam Rendam says, Nokot Shneimer Rishem Rabusa. This I picked the first two as a chiddush, meaning Na'afa Bishan Nidu Yosef Shemeke Eidus. You know, it's like they're the primary witnesses. But Kol Shkein, but all the more so, Nimtum Tzoyim Achreinim. If you find them in the middle ones or the later ones, Kreb Mabsulim Tiskayim Eidus Bashar. So it's not like anyone wants to say that the middle ones or later ones would be apostle. I over there it says that if the first ones are Kreb apostle, that you validate with the rest. Doesn't mean because of the middle ones or the last ones that no, the whole thing's going to be apostle. No, it's not true. It's saying a chiddush, that even if it's the first ones, but the middle of the last ones, that you're right, no one disagrees, everyone will hold that would be okay. Now, vein yelari, but that doesn't seem to be correct according to the re. Because the ikash b'shtaris shnayim kareivim, because if you're going to tell me that by documents, the two relatives are kosher, b'im etchila, b'im emtsa, b'im mesayiv, no matter where they are, nechesh, you should be concerned, d'm'asalikayumi, b'shnayim kareivim, you might come to just, when you're verifying the document, you might validate it, b'shnayim kareivim, but two of the relatives, b'chad kar, b'chad kosher, one relative and one that's kosher, and that's invalid. You cannot validate a document from relatives or psulim. And luckily, you cannot say the loyal mikayim. No, that you don't verify a document. Until you recognize all the signatures in the document, so then you'll end up finding two of the kosher ones. And now, even though by getting mekusher you validated from all the three that there is over there, yeah, also mishum that Rechu Rabban lahachtem al kol kasha. That's because there they put him through the effort, because they don't want the claim to divorce too quickly, so they might go through the effort to sign in every single fold. So you're right there, they didn't make you go ahead and validate them all. Over here, the kama the boy mechtem, but he came kulu. So maybe you'll say no, whatever you sign, you have to validate, and maybe that's why we're not concerned for the kol of apostle, because you'll validate with the rest. So it says no, because I mean we get partial. The Gemara tells us over there in Baba Basra Kav Samach Gimel. But we didn't learn this halacha. This is the two lines. Is only between the witnesses and the writing of the document. But between the witnesses' signature and regarding the court's verification, authenticating of this document, of verifying it, then even if it distance just one line, it's going to be possible. Wait a second. Well, you have to have the same concern between the witnesses and the document. The same thing also. Because maybe you're going to write it and the witness is on one line. And Bob is going to say, oh, I have two rows of witnesses because I have more witnesses. So, but you could tell in that one line whatever you want them. Shandik, my answer is no. All those type of situations, you're not going to end up verifying from the lower witnesses. And this is the main point. You're going to end up verifying from the witness on the top. So therefore, and he's not going to be able to find any kiyum because they're false witnesses. So therefore, we're not concerned. So Tzoyis Mashmet sounds like the Ba'alma that in general, Mekol trade the Isbe Mekayim. That from any two that you Mekayim, and not from all of them. And because the Abba Tzarek Lekayim Kol HaChasimus, or this is and, or because, D-E or V-E, if you would have to become all the signatures, so then they wouldn't be asking anything, because that you would have to verify everything anyway, and you wouldn't be able to. Obviously, it's saying that only some, and then you're saying, oh, but it would be the first ones. So retracts, and he explains the way the Bahag says, the Dafka Noka Bebrais, you're right, the Bresis pick specifically that specifically only the first two are carbon apostle, then you can validate with the rest. Why? Because the Lina will suspend the Chas Mulachab, that the first two only sign because of honor, or Elamila, just to fill the holes. Yeah, that's when you can validate with the rest of the witnesses. You're right, but if you find any of the other ones, the middle and last, relative or invalid, the testimony is going to be null and void. The father, they signed it for the purposes of Aegis itself. Such situations, you don't validate with the lower witnesses, only with the upper ones. Meaning specifically over there, because it was all as on one row. So over there is where you're going to do it with the upper ones. That's the same, but in general, to the contrary, would be the opposite. You don't validate with the first ones, and this will come into say, because those are definitely for witness purposes. And the one that validates over here, and meaning in our Gemara, that is Lemakshah Betchila. If the carve a puzzle at the beginning, because yeah, we could say it's a couple of me level, but say if puzzle come, right? But if it was at the end, then according to everyone, it's going to be puzzle. Mentes asks, he says, "By the time we're going to say Leman Damar, according to Rish Lakish, Teresa is not like this whole different masculine. I don't, he holds that they're all the witnesses, all time Mishum Eidim, because of witnesses. Where the Das Balashtar Lahach the Mishum Eidim, that's his intention. He wants him to sign because of witnesses. And they're signing according to his agreement." So you say, okay, then Karv Apostle is obviously going to be invalid. Question is, am I Talin Mishar Shtaris? So then why by other documents that we say, as we quoted before, Shachas Malamiloi, that will say, oh, okay, maybe they signed them just as fillers. And there was going to be Kosher, when the Lashalin, we should ask, Kehid Lashalin Hasm, just like the Gemara tells Makkah above, that we ask over there, Lamechsiasis, did you come to see? Did you come, like, if they're for Aegis purposes, well, maybe they really came to say Aegis. And then if one of the 10 witnesses are Karv Apostle, it should all be invalid, like he says over here. Many times he says, no, the Shanish Tara document is different because the Eid Machsumim, when you have witnesses that are signed, it's like the court already verified. They verified there was not for testimony purpose, and it was just for a filler, and that's why it's going to be a kashrut.